Okay. We are up to Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And again, to review it quickly. What we had is as follows. Rabbi Yechon proved to Rish Lakish that we don't say kol shadarka limnois, we don't say anything that's usually counted, but something that's always counted. And his proof was, because if Rish Lakish is right, that anything that's usually counted is not batel, so why is the piece of chatas tameya batel in the 100 of chatas tahiris? Pieces of meat are usually sold by number. Not always, but usually. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon proved from that that you see that anything that has to, in order to be chashav, even according to a mayor, right, Rabbanon has only six or seven things. But according to a mayor, it has to be something that's always sold by number, not something that's usually sold by number. That was Rabbi Yechon and Zeraya. Rish Lakish answered that the case of Chatas is talking about it was dissolved, and therefore it's not chashav anymore, and therefore it was batel. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mimbamina loy batel, therefore it wasn't batel. So we are now up to Pei Beis Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Frank the Gemara. Well, welcome back. Ula Rish Lakish, oh, you're sitting in the chashan seat. Ula Rish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. According to Rish Lakish, what is the difference between the two cases? Meaning, Mishlam, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who said it was a piece, it was a chaticha, it was batel because it's not always sold by number. But then again, when it was a hefsid mu'at, when it was a little loss, when it was a piece of chatas tahira in chulin, we said, take the little loss. That's what we answered. Take the little loss and don't sell it to a kayin. Give it to a kayin. Because it's not a major loss. That's what we said. That makes sense because it's a piece of chatas. So you want to have that extra chumrah that since it's a little bit, You should take the little loss. But according to Rish Lakish, it's dissolved. Why would we make a chumrah when the thing is not even here? It's dissolved. Doesn't make sense to have a chumrah that we should say, take the little loss, when the iser is not something that's here. It's dissolved. Doesn't make sense to have that chumrah, because basically it's batel. It's a chumrah that says, don't rely on the bittul, take the little loss. That makes sense if the iser is here. We don't know which one it is. And it's only a hefsid mu'at. So we're machmer. But to say on something that's dissolved, that you can't even tell as an entity that it's separate, meaning it's totally mixed in.
You've increased the volume.
Yeah, but it's not here. The chumra doesn't apply. That's the Gemara's kasha. Frank the Gemara, Lurish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Zok Drashi. Lurish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Bishleima l'Rabbi Yechanan, the Mukila Bishleima. He says it's talking about a whole piece. So Seifa, even the Hefsid Muvanu, it's only a small loss. L'mevatina chaticha shleima. We don't want to be mevatu, and have a darker limnai. Because even though Rish Lakish holds, and even though Rabbi Yechanan holds, it has to be something always counted, and chaticha is not always sold by number, but still, it's mostly sold by number, there's a room for a chumra. Zakshvashi, now Rashi asked the same question that he asked by Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that we say that a piece of chatas in chulin shouldn't be batel because it's only a hefsid mu'at. So why is the truma thick cake batel? Rish Lakish answered because truma is rabbinic. But Rabbi Yechanan holds truma is biblical. So if truma is biblical, why does he hold that by the fig cake, it is batel? Why aren't we machmer over there like we are machmer by chatas? Again, Rashi has a side issue. Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying, holds that really a piece should be batel. And therefore, if you have a piece of chatas tameya and 100 chatas tahiris, it's batel. Except when it comes to chatas and chulin, since you can give it to the kayin and it's only a small loss, take the small loss. Right? Why? It's batel. Terence says it is somewhat chashuv, not chashuv enough not to be batel, but it's somewhat chashuv, so we want to be machmer, we want to be strict. So Rashi says, so what do you do by the truma? There it says that a thick cake is batel. Nobody said that since you can give it to the kayin, you shouldn't say batel there. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan holds Truma Bismanas as a deraisa. So what is the difference between the chatas and the fig cake? So Trashi. V'yav agav. Rabbi Yechon and Eagle the Truma Batu Mechulin, even though the thick cake of Truma is Batu, the Kamahadil Rish Lakish Ali Nishina, he told Rish Lakish, I say thick cake is Batu, right? And he holds thick cake is Batu, Mechlau the Maida be Eagle the Batu, Chimhepsid Muat, Mechaticha, Maida the Avina Kulu Lakayan, Hayo vi Gufa the Raisa the Hashina Lehepsid Muat. So he says there's a difference. By Chaticha, it's biblical. By the Truma, even though Truma Bismanazah is the Raisa, but thick cake is the Rabbanon, because Truma's Paris is the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yechonin says, this Chumrah that we should say because it's only a small loss, we should say no Bittul, is true by biblical things. Now granted, Truma is biblical, but not on figs. Therefore Rabbi Yechonin says, there I don't impose that Chumrah. There we say it's Bittul even though it's only a Hefsid Mu'at. Right. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon is saying, you see from Chaticha, the way Rabbi Yechon understood, a piece of Tzmei is Batul in Tahiris because there's no option. But a piece of Chatas in Chulin is not Batul because it's only a small loss. By fig cakes, even though Truma is biblical, but fig is not biblical. And therefore, since fig is not biblical, therefore he said, we don't say, take the small loss. And we say, anybody can eat it. But that's according to Rabbi Yechon, that we're talking about a piece of Chatas. But Rish Lakish has said anything that's usually counted by number is not batul. And he said it's because it dissolved. So save on my loisala. So why in the save is it not batul? It's not here. Why would we be machmer by a hefsid muat when the thing is not even here? It's dissolved. And for the Gemara. Amar Rav Shishi Brei Davidi. So Rav Shishi Brei Davidi answers. And again, this is going to be, we're going to learn like Rashi's first shot. There is a second, no, this one, there's only one shot. Amar Rav Shishi Brei Davidi. Rei Shabbatumas Mashkin the Rabbanon, save for the Raisa. Meaning like this. We're talking about Nimuach. We're talking about dissolved. And by dissolved, Rish Lakish still holds. Again, by dissolved, Rish Lakish holds it's not chashav. But Rish Lakish holds that the Tanakhama also holds mim b'minoy loy batu by biblical things. But by rabbinic things, mim b'minoy is batu. Yesterday we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds things are never batu in their own kind. An apple is never batu in apples. A fig is never batu in figs. An orange is never batu in oranges. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Rashi, Rish Lakish learns, according to this answer, that the Tanakhama also agrees to that. Things are not batul in their own kind. And therefore, the Chatas Tahirah got mixed into the 100 Chulin, and it's Nimuach, it's dissolved. But it's its own kind. It's Min B'minai. Therefore, it's not batul. So why in the Resha, in the case of the Tmeya, is it batul? What happened to Mim B'mino Loi Batu, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said? The answer is, the Tanakhama differentiates between a biblical prohibition and a rabbinic prohibition. Meaning, by biblical things, Mim B'mino is not Batu according to the Tanakhama. And by rabbinic things, Mim B'mino is Batu according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by rabbinic things, Mim B'mino is not Batu. Why is this rabbinic? How did this Chatas become Tameh? There are different levels of Tumah. There's biblical Tumah and there's rabbinic Tumah. One of the rabbinic Tumahs is that if my hands, I didn't do Netilas Yadayim, I didn't wash my hands, the Rabbanan treat my hands as if it's a Sheini L'Tumah, rabbinically. And if it touches liquid, that liquid becomes Tumah enough to make the Chatas Tumah. So the Chatas became Tumah through a rabbinic Tumah. From liquid that became tamei from my hands, touched the chatas, and that made the chatas tamei. It's a rabbinic tumma. Therefore, the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama says, since this is a rabbinic tumma, it's batul, it's dissolved, it's batul. And the sefer it's talking about, you have a chatas that dissolved in chulin. That's biblical question. Can a Yisrael eat it? For a Yisrael to eat chatas is biblical. There, the Rabbanan say, Mim B'mino Loi Batu. So again, it's talking about it dissolved, so it's not chashuv. Now there's a different issue. Can meat be batul in meat? Can dissolved meat be batul in dissolved meat? It's min b'minai. Tanakama holds, min b'minai is not batul when we're dealing with a biblical question. When we're dealing with a rabbinic question, then min b'minai is batul. Ace of the Reish is talking about rabbinic tumma. Since it's rabbinic tumma, therefore, it's batul. The case of the Sefer is talking about a regular chatas that dissolved. It's biblically prohibited to a Yisrael, to a Zar, and therefore it's not batul. Let's read it inside. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Shishi Brei Darvidi, Reish b'tumas mashkin d'rabbanan. The Reish is talking about tumas mashkin, which is rabbinic. Therefore, since it's a rabbinic question, we don't say min b'mina lo batul. Again, it's not chashuv. It dissolved. Once it dissolved, it's not chashuv. So the rule of chashuv of things not being batul is not pertain here. But however, it is min b'minai. But since it's rabbinic, because the tumma was a rabbinic tumma, therefore it's not batul. Seifa is talking about the raisa. Therefore, it's not batul because, not because it's chashuv, it's not chashuv, it's dissolved. But because it is min b'minai. And the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda, of this raisa, is of the opinion that min b'minai is not batul by biblical isurim, but by rabbinic it is. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says min b'minai is never batul. Rashi. Amar Rav Shishi Brei Davidi. V'aylam b'nimucha. It's talking about it dissolved. V'reisha b'tumas mashkin d'rabbanon. Reish is talking about it got tame from drink, from water, from liquid, rabbinically. Yagan. Rashi gives a different case. The liquid touched a keli. The midaraisa ain't mashka metamically. Midaraisa, no liquid can make a keli tame. The avagav the ikel of migza mishum tuma deraisa. Even though there's room to say, why are we differentiating between rabbinic and biblical? You might get confused. Meiner ishlok is the batul ha'yvein darka limnoi. Since it's dissolved, Ashuv, he doesn't say that since biblical is not batul, rabbinic is not batul. He doesn't make that gzera. V'seifa, kachim lazar, is a deraisa. Deraisa, min b'minoi, l'hai tana sri le deloi batul. This tana differentiates between rabbinic and biblical, even though it's not chashuv because it dissolved. So again, the Gemara's answer now, again, Rish Lakish holds anything that's normally sold by number is not batul. So we had a problem with Rish Lakish. Why is the piece of chatas tameya batul in the Tahiris? A piece of chatas is usually sold by number. It should never be batul. Rish Lakish answered that it's talking about it dissolved. Now the question is, if it dissolved, so then let's go to the next case. A piece of chatas that tahor fell into 100 chulin. The braisa said it's not batul. We understood that to be suffer the little loss rather than bitul. That makes sense if the isra is intact. But if it's dissolved, why would we make such a chumrah? It's not even here, it's mixed in totally. Meaning it's not even intact. We don't know where it is, but it's not even intact. So the Gemara's answer is, you're right. There's no room for such a chumrah. The reason the Tanakh holds that the chatas tahir is not batul b'chulim is because he holds that min b'mina is not batul. Nothing to do with chashivas. It's not chashiv. It's dissolved. But it's min b'mina. And min b'mina is not batul. I, the Reisha, when it's tameh and tar, it was batul. That's because it's only rabbinic tumah. So this Tanakh differentiates between rabbinic and biblical in the halacha of min b'mina loy batul. When do we say min b'mina loy batul? When we're dealing with biblical question. When we're dealing with a rabbinic question, we don't say min b'mina loy batul, we say it is batul. That's what and Rabbi Yehuda responds and says it's never batul, because he holds min b'mina loy batuls every time. Yes?
It's easy to understand why we're considering whether something's chashuv, whether something's identifiable, whether something imparts something on a mixture. Why is there a factor of amount of loss? What does that have to do with anything when it comes to determining object loses its identity.
Okay, so you're bringing up a very good point. So let me use an analogous case, which we will have later on. So I'm just introducing it now, but it's not pertaining now, it will pertain later on. There's a concept that says, "Adavar sheyeshlo matirim lebatol." Anything that if you wait a certain amount of time, it'll become permissible, is not batal. For instance, let's say something is usher on Shabbos, and it falls into things that are mutter on Shabbos. Right? Something is, for whatever reason, it's usher on Shabbos. So we say, don't rely on bittul. Wait till Maitre Shabbos. And Maitre Shabbos, you'll be able to eat it. So why rely on bittul? Wait till Maitre Shabbos. It's a time factor. So don't say bittul. Wait. Now that concept comes from the fact that bittul is something we rely, it's 100% bittul. It loses its identity. Biblically, there would be no problem. The Rabbanan came along and said, if you can avoid bittul, avoid it. Avoid it. If it's avoidable, avoid it. Now, where do you draw the line of what's avoidable? So, what the Gemara here is saying is that this brisa holds that when we're dealing with a minor loss, avoid it. You're 100% right. It lost its entity biblically, no question. Rabbanan came along and they made stringencies in bittul. For instance, truma biblically is bittul 2-1. Came along to Rabbanan and said you need 100-1. What do you mean? Biblically, it lost its entity in 2-1. But the Rabbanan don't want you relying on bittul by certain things. And they raised the bar of bittul. So one of the ways they raised the bar is, why rely on bittul when you can get away with a minor loss? Just like they say, we'll have later on, why rely on bittul when you can wait till 10 hours and you'll be able to do it without bittul? So it's the same concept. Though you're 100% right, that really is bittul. But the Rabbanan came along and said, don't rely on that. That's basically what they said. So according to this Gemara, by a minor loss, they did the same thing. Not because that changes the fact that really it lost its entity.
Yeah,
sure.
Just a general question. Let's say, in Harvey's case, a piece of bread fell and there was tummy with other bread. And you need to make lunch on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to have lechem mishnah. Does that tell you not to wait till after Shabbos?
Again, Shabbos, not waiting till after Shabbos, not going to make a difference. I only told Harvey that as a mushel, that if waiting till after Shabbos will make it permissible, wait. But your tummy bread is not becoming more...
Okay, so that's not good. Let's say it was baked on Shabbos.
Right.
Then would it make it?
No. Then you would wait till Maitre Shabbos. Because it's Yeshle Matirin.
Even though you need to have lechem.
So you won't have lechem mishnah.
Okay. And the second general question is, min v'mino, roasted chicken, barbecue chicken, fell into boiled chicken, a pile of boiled chicken.
Is that called min v'mino or not? So that's a big sugya, Masechta Aveda Zara. Whether you go by name or you go by taste.
Name being chicken or...
That's exactly it. What is the name and what is the taste? That would depend on that.
So what's the case here where it's mimuach and it's still min mina? What
you have a piece of chatas tahira that dissolved and fell into 100 pieces of meat of chulin that dissolved. Of a liquidy mixture.
They all dissolved together.
They all dissolved. And nothing is intact. Right? It's not chashiv anymore. Any piece of meat that dissolves loses its chshivas. It's not intact. But it's min b'minay. It is meat, dissolved meat into dissolved meat. So what we're saying now is that the Tanakhama agrees to the concept of min b'minay lebatol. It just says that when it's rabbinic, we don't employ it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, we do.
Here's rabbinic because it's a tumah that came through
mashkin. It came through mashkin touching a kli, which touched a piece of meat. And biblically speaking, a regular tumah liquid is not matame a kli.
If it was a tumah, that would be for sure a derisive tumah.
Then it would be batal. That wouldn't be batal. That's what we're saying.
Even it's nimuach and it's...
Because it's biblical. Mimimina le batal. Not because of any chashivas. Remember, the chashivas is gone. It's dissolved.
To everybody, not even
In these brisa, there are people that say mimimina is butl. In this brisa, both of the Tanoim are of the opinion that mimimina is not butl. Both of the Tanoim are of that opinion. The question is to what degree. Tanakhama says only when it's biblical, and Rabbi Yehuda says even when it's rabbinic. Frakti Gemara. So then the question is the same question we had yesterday. So why are we contrasting Tumah and Tahira? First case is Tameh and Tahar, the second case is Tahira and Chulun. Stick to Tumah and contrast Tumah Deraisa and Tumah Derabanan. Say the first case is Rabbinic Tumah Tzbato, and make the next case that a dead sheret touched the Chatas, and then it wouldn't be Bato, because Mimamina Loi Bato. Why are we switching from Tumeya into Tahira, to Tahira into Chulun? Stick to Tumeya and differentiate between the two kinds of Tumas. Back to Gemara. Avo Tumas Sheretz, Mai Loi Sala. But if it would be Tumeh Deraisa from a Sheretz, it would not be Bato. Adatani Seifa. Why did it say in the Seifa? Why does it say that a dissolved piece of meat, according to Rish Lakish, is dissolved of chulun, of chatas that fell into 100 dissolved pieces of chulun? It doesn't battle because it's biblical. Stick to Tumeya. Medvarm, I'm more of a Tumas Mashkin. When do we say it's battle is when it's rabbinic Tumah? I'm a Tumas Sheretz light. But by Tumas Sheretz, it's battle. And for the Gemara, it's not Batul. And for the Gemara, Tahir and Tahiris are the play. We want the case of Tar and Tar. So it's worthwhile for us to switch topics from Tumah to Tar, because we want to tell you the case that even when it's Tar and Tar, because it's a Hefsid Muet, we won't allow, or because it's biblical, we won't allow Betul. We want to say it by Tar and Tar. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Lifling will listen to Medidah, but Tumah Matarik, and the Nakim Musa, Vasi, Maishna, the Shav Ketan, and the Musa. Why did we leave the thing, Laminkit Chulam Makachim? Tire Matarik Sadifalai. The Trashi, Venichalai, Latan, and the Misni, Tire Matarik, the Shaiwa, Betula Tvei. It's more Batul when it's Tar and Tar. We had that earlier, the Beishamai says Tar and Tumah is never Batul. We don't hold like Beishamai. But Tar and Tar, everybody agrees it's Batul, and over here it's not, because it's Mimbamina, Kibisha's Law, Apilakas, Ina Lukumra, Hayoba Issa Deraisa. That is answer number one. So, answer number one, according to Rishlakish, again, we're sticking it to dissolved meat, not Kharshav. And the reason the Sefer is not Batul is because it's biblical, and Mimbamina is not Batul by biblical. And the reason the Rashi is Batul is because it's rabbinic, and by rabbinic, this Tana holds Mimbamina is Batul. Rabba Amar, Rabba says no. They're both, again, two pshatim and Rashi. We'll learn the first pshat, then we'll go to the second pshat. Rabba Amar Reisha Isser Lav, Sefer Isser Karas. The Reisha is talking about Tameh meat chatas, dissolved, falling into Tar chatas, dissolved. Right? So the worst case scenario is that you're dealing with eating Tameh meat, kachim. That's what, if you're not, it's Batul. But if it wouldn't be Batul, we're dealing with the fact that you're being transgressing a lav. The issur of eating kachim when it's tameh is a lav. Therefore, since it's a question of eating a lav, so we're mekul. And we say, since it's nemuach, it's batul, don't be machmer. In the seifa, when it's batul and chulun, what's going to happen is, a tameh can eat chulun. A tameh man can eat chulun. Now that the kachim is batul and chulun, this Tameh man might be eating kachim. Now, it's batul. He's not doing anything wrong. But the bottom line is, he's eating a chatas when he's Tameh, which is karas. He's allowed to because it's batul, so we want to be machmer. When the question is, somebody doing something that theoretically could be karas, we don't want to say batul. When the question is, worst case scenario, somebody doing something that's alive, we allow for batul. It's nemuach. It's dissolved. There's no problem with bitul. Both are bitul. But when we say bitul, what are we saying? We're saying it loses its entity. But what would have been if it didn't lose its entity? What would the transgression have been? In case number one, worst case scenario, if it didn't lose its entity, would be that a kayin is eating chatas that's tameh. He's not, because it's batel. But if it wouldn't be batel, we're dealing with a question of a lav. Therefore we say bittel, don't worry about it. In the second case, when chatas falls into chulin, chulin can be eaten by anybody. A man that's tameh might be eating it. And he's eating chatas. Now, even though it's batel, but he's eating chatas, and that bothers us. We don't want somebody to do something that inherently has karas, even though in this case would not have karas. But it bothers us. The bottom line is, somebody tameh might be eating chatas. Legally, but he might be eating chatas. So we're machmer. The potential isser is a karas isser. It's not there because it's batel, but we want to be machmer because we feel very uncomfortable with somebody doing something that might have been karas. Frak the Gemara, but Rabba who the Amar Kolba the Raisa Loishno Isser Lava Loishno Isser Karas. Rabba in the last perek says we never differentiate in severity of halacha whether something is a lava or karas. Biblical is biblical. We don't treat them differently. So how can Rabbi here say to differentiate whether the case would have been a lav or a karas? When Rabbi himself in the last parak said, don't do that. Biblical is biblical. Zakti Gemara, you're right, Kasha. This is not doesn't go along with that. Rabbi is contradicting himself, and we have no resolution of the question. It's not a tufta, because that's the machloik. Does Kasha mean, forget it? Or does Kasha mean we really could differentiate between this case and that case? We just don't want to bother. Rashi, it's a lav. Tumas baster kachim akhle belav. To eat kachim that tamei is a lav. Baster Rashi yiga b'chol tamei lo yachol. Save the kachim b'chulun asim de karas. Could come to karas. The akhul idu b'tumas aguf. B'tumas aguf b'karas. Chziv ha-nefesh ha-shefeku baster. But we're still talking about dissolve. Meaning, the way Rashi learns in the first shot, we never retracted our original answer. It's not kosher because it's dissolved. Lishna Achrina is a noob shot in Rabba. It's not dissolved. It's not dissolved. And the difference, the problem was, Rish Lakish holds, anything that's usually sold by number is not batel. Right. We answered it's dissolved. According to the Lishna Achrina, Rabbi is saying it's not dissolved. It's a piece of chatas meat. So, but the answer is that we're only machmer by things that are usually counted when it can be a chi of misa. Truma to a czar is a chi of misa. There we would be machmer if it's biblical. Chatas would only be a lav, and therefore we're not machmer. That means not a difference between the case in the first case and the second case. It's a case between Truma, which Lakish proved that Truma is rabbinic because it would be biblical, it wouldn't be batel, because you usually sell by number. The answer is, he's machmer by Truma, because Truma can come to Achia Misa. A czar who eats Truma is Chaya Misa de Shemayim. Chatas, worst case scenario, is the Kayan ate Chatas that Tameh, it's only a lav. So going to the second shot, we're retracting Nimucha. It's no longer talking about dissolve. It's chashuv. But chashuv is only not batel when it's sometimes, most of the time, sold by number. When it's a question of something that could be death. Truma, chatas tahira. But if it's something that's only a lav, even if it's normally counted, you can be say batel. That's the lishna achrina. La'olam b'shaloi nivucha. The igu hainu time of the Rish Lakish of the Reis Leibatu, the kibun the truma, lazar b'misa, kakarazamya. Truma is misa b'tei shemayim, which is similar to karas. But Rabbi Damer b'perek basra, kol b'tei reisa, loishno isa lav, loishno isa karas. Im chashu rabbanu l'karas, chashu nami l'lav. But with the kanta. They would not differentiate. If they're worried about karas, they would be worried about a lav. We would never differentiate. And the Gemara says kasha. So at this point, we're left with one answer that worked. Rabbi's answer was a great answer, except Rabbi contradicted himself. Rav Ashi Amar, a third answer. Save them from Davali Davish Yeshle Matirim. The whole Davish Yeshle Matirim Lebatu. I feel a bell of Lebatu. This is what I mentioned to Harvey earlier. When you have chatas that fell into chulin, a kohen can eat it. There's a legal way of doing it with avoiding bittul. Let a kayin eat it. Things are bittul when there's no way to avoid bittul. But just like I mentioned to Harvey before, if something that's usher on Shabbos falls into something mutter on Shabbos, the rabbanon come along and say, why rely on bittul? Wait till Maitre Shabbos. Wait! What's your rush? Wait!
You have a workaround.
You have a workaround. Same thing here. When you have chattis, tamei, and tahira, there's no workaround. There's nobody that can eat this. So you have to say bittul. But when you have chattis, tahira, and chulin, so you want to rely on bittul. That's great for me, who's a Yisrael. But I can never eat it. Right? But Avraham Cohen, who's not here, right? Avraham Cohen can eat chattis, tahira. So why rely on bittul when there's a workaround? That's what Rabashi said. Tamei and Tahira, there's no workaround. When there's no workaround, you say bittul. When there's a workaround, slow down. Use your workaround. And the workaround here is that a kayin can eat it. That's what the Gemara answered. So Tavashi, La'ilam, it's talking about Nemuach. It's dissolved, it's not chashuv. And it's bittul. But save him from having a davish yesh l'matira. There's a way out, because a kayin can eat it. The chol davish yesh l'matira mafila be'elav goy bittul. Dr. Gemara, v'had de Ravashi bedusahi. That which Ravashi said is a mistake. How does he translate the word bedusa?
Fiction.
Because davish yesh l'matira means I'll be able to eat it later on. Shabbos, I can't eat it on Shabbos, I'll be able to eat it by Shabbos. But if I can't eat this chatas, then a kayin can eat it, that's not yesh l'matirin. To me, it'll never be mutter. That's not a workaround. A workaround of davish yesh l'matirin means, wait, you'll be able to eat it. Now you can't, later you will. Here, the kayin can always eat it, and you can never eat it. To you, it has no workaround. The fact that a kayin can eat it doesn't make it yesh l'matirin to you. The concept of davish yesh l'matirin is, no rush, take your time, you'll be able to eat it. It's not true here. You'll never be able to eat it. And the kayin had never a problem to begin with. So davish yesh l'matirin is not a concept here. That's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara about the Ravashi Bedusi, it's fiction. L'mam, who are we talking about? Ila kayin mishrishari, according to the kayin, we never need a bittul. He can eat chatas. Ila yisroel, ila maser. Therefore, that's not called the davish yesh l'matirin. Rashi, Ravashi Yameh b'ni mucha, it's dissolved. The same of a davish yesh l'matirin, the mutarim l'kayin, it's mutter to a kayin. Bedusi, the kaimelon, davish yesh l'matirin, because the mystery l'machar, l'mam, the asirilon, it's mutter tomorrow to the one who's asir, become pastor, become beish and older be yamtav. I have an egg that's born on yamtav, not allowed to eat it on yamtav, fell into 100 eggs, it's not batal. Wait till my yamtav, you'll be able to eat it. Mishri, sorry, I feel a hashta, period. Now, over here, the Achranim have a kasha. The Rif Paskins, that you bake bread in an oven together with meat, the bread becomes fleshik, and you can't eat it with milchiks. Even though the amount of fleshiks that went into the bread is minimal, that's what the Rif says, and the chayrit should be batal, but since you can eat it with fleshiks, that's called davish yesh l'matirin. So they want to know, I'll never be able to eat it with milchiks. Just like over here, you're saying the fact that a kayin can eat it does not make it yesh l'matirin. So why being able to eat it with fleshiks make it davish yesh l'matirin? I'll never be able to eat it with milchiks. Why is that different than the case of the Yisrael, who'll never be able to eat the chatas?
Shabbos.
That's because you'll be able to eat it after Shabbos.
You wait till next Shabbos and eat it?
Yeah, once it's after Shabbos, it becomes mutter. It doesn't become after the next Shabbos. No.
Okay.
So the answer very simply. There, I'll be able to eat it with fleshiks. Every single person will be able to eat it in a certain way. Granted, it will never change. He'll be able to eat it with fleshiks and never able to eat it with milchiks. But that will apply to every single person. I will be able to eat it with fleshiks. Dr. Harris will be able to eat it with fleshiks. Nobody will be restricted. Here, it'll be mutter for one person and never mutter for the owner. You're telling the owner, don't rely on bittul because somebody else can eat it. Excuse me, I'll never be able to eat it. To me, it's not yesh l'matirin. There, the loaf of bread will never become mutter and milchiks. But I personally have an out. It doesn't have to be somebody else. It's I have an out. I can eat it with fleishiks. So therefore, it's not called, it's called yesh lematirin. Even though it'll never change, what's aser is aser, what's mutter is mutter. It's not like Shabbos that tonight I'll be able to eat it. That's because I still can eat it now. I have a heter. I have an out. Everybody who owns this bread has an out. Eat it with fleishiks. Don't eat it with milchiks. Machain came by the chatas. The owner doesn't have an out. Yisrael doesn't, who owns the 100 chulin, has no out. He can give it to somebody else. That the Gemara does not feel is called yesh lematir. You'll never be able to eat it. Somebody else will be able to eat it. That's not an out. And therefore the Gemara rejects Ravashi's teretz and calls it fiction.
Sounds like Brisker Terah owns Gabra Chetza.
A little bit. But it's... Fine. So we finished our part with Chashev. We're finished with the sugya of Chashev. At the end of the day, we ended up with a machloikas, Rabbi Yechiel and Rosh Lakish. Is truma biblical or is truma rabbinic b'zman hazeh? Rabbi Yechiel said truma is biblical. Rosh Lakish said truma is rabbinic. It pertained to an androgynous. If we remember how we got into the sugya, we got there because of an androgynous. The Mishnah said an androgynous marries a woman, he can feed her truma. Rosh Lakish says only rabbinic, because it's not a biblical marriage. We're not sure about this androgynous, whether he's male or female. He might be a female marrying a female. He might not be a male. And therefore, don't allow him to ISIS. For rabbinic purposes, we consider him male. And Rabbi Yochanan said, not true. Truma is a deraisa. If the Mishnah says he can eat truma, the Mishnah is permitting biblical. That means the Mishnah considers him a definite male, and he can feed his wife truma and chazav ishaik and anything else that a wife of a kayan can eat.
How is this androgynous woman while getting this truma? Say I'm offered truma, can I give it to a woman? Can I give it to a woman?
No, you cannot. He can buy it. The kayan might sell truma. He's a kayan.
Or he got it from his father.
Or he got it from his father.
I can't give.
Now he married a woman. So Rosh Lakish says this is a rabbinic marriage, meaning biblically we don't know if he's male. It might be a woman marrying a woman. Again, not Issa Deraisa. There's no Issa Deraisa with a woman marrying a woman. Nothing wrong. Usually, it's not a marriage, but it's not a Mishkav Zachar. It's not. So therefore, Rabbanon recognize him as male, vis-a-vis Truma Bizman Azeh, which is rabbinic, not vis-a-vis biblical. And Rosh Yechanan says, Truma is biblical, and if the Mishnah says he can eat Truma, she can eat Truma, that means the Mishnah is saying he's a biblical male. And therefore, he can marry and have a wife and feed her Truma. That's how we got involved in this whole sugya. Because Rosh Yechanan held Truma was a deraisa, and Rosh Lakish held Truma was a drabana. That was the gateway into this whole sugya of Chashuv that we just spent a blot on.
Rabbi, can I ask one last question about the other one?
You can ask more than one question.
So, because there's a discouragement of using it, we wait until Motzi Shabbos if it will become available. But it could be almost Shabbos. It could be Friday night. The family is not rich. This is their food for Shabbos. Say this isn't, Motzi Shabbos isn't until 9:30 on Saturday. This is their food, and it's Shabbos. Just whatever. We're just going to, that's the level of discouragement we do with this.
Right, but it's very interesting. I thought you were going to ask this question. Is that, let's say, a guy has something that falls in its bottle, and there's no out, nothing. Real bittle. There's no reason not to say bittle. Is there a inyan? Do we encourage somebody to say, listen, I don't want to rely on bittle. It's bittle. Rabbana never said it's not bittle. Personally, I don't want to rely on bittle. Is that included in this encouragement? I mean, Rabbana came along and said, this is not bittle, this is not bittle, this is not bittle. All rabbinic things, chashev is not bittle. Personal chumrah. Is that an encouraged thing or not? We have three opinions in that. One opinion says it's encouraged. One opinion says it's prohibited. Don't be frumer than the Torah. The Rabbanan give you laws. Don't come along and say you don't rely on bittul. What are you denying the Torah said bittul works? Either Rabbanan made their rules, that's their right to make their rules. But you come along and say, I don't want to rely on the Torah Bittul, what are you, frumer than the Torah? The Torah said it lost its entity. The Rabbanan didn't step in and say not. So who are you to come along and do that?
How could you do that in the case of a mikvah? How could you do that? Because you have a different mitzvah that rely on the mikvah.
Let's say you have some treif thing that fell into your chicken soup, and it's bottled to 100. Sorry, a little bit of milk fell into your chicken soup. It's bottle. 60. 100% kosher. You just don't want to rely on bittul. You'd rather throw away the chicken soup. So one shita says, yes, good idea. One shita says, prohibited, because you're telling your frumid and the tyra. The tyra said it's no problem, and you came along and made a problem. When it's one thing when the rabbanan come along. Who are you? I should say, who am I? But it's the same thing. And the third sheet is, neither encouraged nor discouraged. Do what you want. There's three opinions in that. There's some that say you're not allowed to say this. If the Torah said there's bittul, are you denying the Torah? Are you saying, like, I don't agree to the Torah, I want to be frumer than the Torah? Either Rabbanan did it, that's the Rabbanan's right, that they can come along and add chumras or whatever halakas they want to do. But a personal individual should say, I don't want to rely on this milk in my chicken soup. No way I can eat this chicken soup. I'm throwing it out. Hello? No. The tyrant said it's 100% milk to chicken soup. Don't throw it out. That's one sheet. The other sheet says, you see that Rabbanan discouraged you relying on bittul, so you can discourage yourself from relying on bittul. And the third sheet says, it's not encouraged, it's not discouraged. Leave it whatever you want to do. It's an interesting shayla. I thought you were going to ask me that, because if we're discouraging bittul, how far do we take it? Yes.
In the case of the rabbinical marriage between two women.
Yes. Androgyny. No, we're not. Rabbinically, we're saying he's male. We're not saying that women can marry. We don't know biblically what he is, male or female. Rabbanan came along and said, "We'll give him a halacha of a male."
So
he needs a gap.
But he's inheriting the truma from his father.
Wherever he got it from, yeah.
So he's allowed to eat it anyways.
Right.
But the woman that he marries, she's allowed to eat it because
she's a wife of a kohen.
Because she's a wife, or because she's a member of the household?
I don't know what that means.
Like,
how's she a member of a household?
Is the servant allowed to eat the truma?
Yeah, because he belongs to the kohen.
Because he belongs, and if a kohen is.
No, absolutely not.
It has to be someone that belongs.
Correct.
So this woman now has a woman that he married, because now he's male, is as his wife. She belongs to him.
Correct. Not politically correct to say that.
Right. And is the relationship discouraged between two women?
Yes. It's called Nashama. It's called, we consider it preacher's dick. It's a rabbinic answer. Yeah.
Is it because the Torah allows it?
Tyre never said it's not allowed.
Does the Torah, before the Rabbanan discouraged it, was encouraged? Not encouraged.
It doesn't say anything.
Neutral.
Okay. So now, because we ended up saying Rabbi Yechon holds Truma as a deraisa, we're going to get involved that we see Rabbi Yechonah says Truma is a Drabonah. So it's a contradiction now in Rabbi Yechonah. We're finished with Bittul. We're finished at this point with Andragonus. We are going to return to Andragonus. Yes, it's Dapay Gimel Amid Beis is going to talk exclusively over there about Andragonus. We're not finished with Andragonus, but for now we are. We're finished with Bittul. Now we're getting involved. Rabbi Yechonah told us that Truma is not as a deraisa. We have a contradiction in Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah elsewhere told us Truma Bezman Hazeh is a Drabanan, and therefore we're left with a contradiction of Rabbi Yechonah, and that's what gives me the Gemara's problem. Correct the Gemara. Besavar Rabbi Yechonah Truma Bezman Hazeh Deraisa. Does Rabbi Yechonah hold that Truma Bezman Hazeh is a Deraisa? But Tanya, we learned not that way. Shtei Kupais Achas Shechulin VeAchas Shetruma. Person has two small boxes. One has Chulin in it, and one has Truma in it. Well, if name Shtei Soim, and in front of them is two big containers. Soin is a bigger container. Achas shechulin ve'achas shetruma. Okay? So you have four things here. Two small containers and two larger containers. Right? One of the small containers is truma, and one of the small containers is chulin. One of the large containers is chulin. One of the large containers is truma. The naflu elu b'taychelu. One small container fell into a big container, and the other small container fell into the other big container. Now the question is, there's no 100-to-1 here. Is the chulin, do we say that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma? We don't know. We have no idea. We know that one small fell into one big, and the other small fell into the other big. We don't know which small fell into which big. So what do we do? V'naflu elu b'taych elu, har elu mutarim. The Braitzer says it's mutter. Shani oimer, truma l'taych, truma naflu, v'chulim b'taych chulim naflu. Because we assume that the right thing happened. Why do we assume that? 50-50. Why do we assume that? V'ramar Resh Lakish, v'hu sherubu, I'm sorry, chulin ala truma. This only works if the big container had more chulin. So worst case scenario, the truma fell into a majority chulin, where biblically it would be batel. And Resh Lakish's opinion is truma is only rabbinic. So you have rabbinic truma that fell into 50-50, right? Fell into truma, which would be fine. Fell into chulin, right? We know which the big containers has truma, which is chulin. We just don't know which small container fell into what. So 50% chances it fell into truma. The other 50% chances it fell into chulin, where anyway there's a majority. So combine the fact that you have a 50% that nothing wrong went happened, and 50% it fell into a majority chulin, and we're dealing with a rabbinic truma. So we say, you know what? Just assume that it fell into truma and fell into chulin, because worst case scenario, anyway, biblically it would be batel because it's right. So Resh Lakish combines. A is a 50% chance that nothing happened wrong. The chulin went into chulin, the truma went into chulin. Even if the truma went into chulin, biblically speaking, there's a majority chulin. More than the truma. More than the truma.
So 51 pieces of 50 pieces. Of
correct. Correct. Right. It's a big machlokes, but let's assume that way. So now Resh Lakish says there's no problem, because 50% tells us it was never a problem to begin with. The other 50% says it fell into chulin, which, anyway, there's enough to make bittul deraisa on something that's only rabbinically prohibited, because truma is not a tzad rabbanon. So then Resh Lakish says, that's why I say it's mutter. But if it would be the same amount, truma fell into chulin, and there's no more chulin than truma, we wouldn't be able to be mekel. 50-50, how can you be mekel?
Do we need all the other conditions? Have to be something that's
a chashuv,
that's
not chashuv.
And if it was,
I don't know.
And
mibamino. It is mibamino, but we're going mibamino as bubble. We'll continue this marriage on Monday. We'll start this again on Monday. Everybody have a wonderful.